理课堂听 class.com。
Part 3. Listening Comprehension. In Section A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Section A. Statement. In this section, you will hear 8 statements. At the end of the statements, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 8 questions. Now, listen to the statements.
1. During this morning's test, I couldn't do the last 4 questions, but I did the first 5.
2. According to Jane, there is no better cheese than Swiss cheese in our local supermarket.
3. Before going to the gas station to have his tank filled, John has his emergency brake checked and fixed at the service station near the local cinema.
4. Betty would rather that her husband didn't send away the cleaning lady, but he will anyway.
5. Fred would have paid twice as much as he did for his car if the salesman had insisted, as he really needed a car.
6. The idea of permanent education is practical because people are never really too old to go on learning. Of course, there are certain limits, but these are not age limits.
7. It is getting much easier to travel nowadays, but increasingly harder to get away from people, and that is perhaps the most difficult thing for holiday makers.
8. According to Tom, William lost his job not because he was always sick and usually went to work late, but because he made a big error in last month's accounting, and the boss was angry with him.
8. Conversation. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 8 questions. Now, listen to the conversations.
9. Do you know that Mark turned down that job offer by a travel agency?
Yeah, the hours were convenient, but he wouldn't have been able to make ends meet.
10. Can we meet somewhere else? Very few small restaurants like this serve good food.
I know, but there isn't anywhere else in town. Look, the waiter is coming over for our order.
11. Mary is fluent in English, and she's just started to learn Japanese.
I hear she also knows a few words in Chinese and French.
12. John must have been joking when he said that he was going to live in Boston.
Don't be so sure. He told me that he was looking for an agent to sell his house.
13. Excuse me, I wonder if the bus would come at all. It's already 10:45.
Oh, I'm afraid you've just missed the last one, which left 5 minutes ago.
14. Hi, John. Haven't seen you for quite a few days. I heard you've been sick. Are you feeling better now?
They must confuse me with my brother, Jack. Anyway, he is feeling better now.
15. After the way it is being used, the photocopier is not going to make it through the rest of the year.
The year? It's supposed to be good for 4.
16. Look at all those cars and trucks lined up for the ferry. There must be at least 40 ahead of ours.
True. I think it will take quite a while for us to be on board.
Section C. News Broadcast. Questions 17 to 18 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the two questions. Now, listen to the news. Haitian hunger strikers at the U.S. labor base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have begun refusing all fluids and medical treatments. 15 of the 267 Haitians are at the base. 7 are prepared to die, if necessary, to force the U.S. to admit the rest of them. The Haitians are eligible to pursue political asylum in the U.S., but have been barred from entry because most have the AIDS virus. The Clinton administration says they would lift the ban on their entry, but it is not known when.
Question 19 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. The top three U.S. automakers have decided not to proceed with plans to file a trade complaint with Japanese automakers. General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler had planned to accuse Japanese companies of dumping cars below market prices in the U.S., but they dropped the idea, citing a pledge by the Clinton administration to address the U.S.-Japan trade imbalance.
Questions 20 to 21 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the two questions. Now, listen to the news. About 100 people are now known to have died in what has been described as the worst storm ever to hit the eastern U.S. this century. The hurricane force winds first struck the Gulf of Mexico and have now spread across the Canadian border, continuing to bring reckless snowfalls, severe flooding, and causing millions of dollars in damage. All major airports have now reopened, and airlines are beginning to cope with a backlog of thousands of stranded passengers. The storm also paralyzed areas of Cuba, where several people were killed and property and crops destroyed.
Question 22 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. France has carried out another underground nuclear test in the South Pacific. It is the fifth in the region since September. The test was conducted at the Mururoa Atoll on Wednesday. Paris has come under strong criticism for its nuclear testing program, especially from Asia-Pacific countries. A State Department spokeswoman in Washington expressed disappointment at the latest French test. France has promised to sign a global test ban treaty after it completes its current series of nuclear tests in the Pacific.
Question 23 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. The association representing British airline pilots says that there is an urgent need to raise levels of air safety throughout the world. In the statement, the association, known as FOPER, warns that unless air safety improves, travelers face a perilous future. The association also said that the standard of training must be raised among fly crews and air traffic controllers, as the sky has become ever more crowded.
Questions 24 to 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the two questions. Now, listen to the news. The Western European Union, the defense organization linking most countries of the European Community, is meeting in Luxembourg to discuss ways to reinforce economic sanctions against the Serbs by tightening controls on the River Danube. It is expected to approve of a proposal to send patrol boats manned by armed police and customs officers with power to search and turn back ships suspected of breaking the sanctions. International efforts to isolate Serbia have been undermined by ships carrying oil and other illegal supplies from the Black Sea region along the Danube into the former Yugoslavia, after ignoring attempts by the local authorities to stop them. It is reported that most of the illegal traffic of goods is believed to be arriving in Serbia over land from Greece and former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
Test for English majors. Grade 4. 2000. Part 2. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Now, listen to the first reading.
What we know about language. Many things about language are all mystery, and will remain so. However, we now do know something about it. First, we know that all human beings have a language of some sort. No human race anywhere on Earth is so backward that it has no language of its own at all. Second, there is no such thing as a primitive language. There are many peoples whose cultures are undeveloped, but the languages they speak are by no means primitive. In all the languages existing in the world today, there are complexities that must have been developed for years. Third, we know that all languages are perfectly adequate. Each is a perfect means of expressing its culture. And, finally, we know that a language changes over time, which is natural and normal if a language is to survive. The language which remains unchanged is nothing but dead.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Many things about language are all mystery and will remain so. Many things about language are all mystery and will remain so. However, we now do know something about it. However, we now do know something about it. First, we know that all human beings have a language of some sort. First, we know that all human beings have a language of some sort. No human race anywhere on Earth is so backward. No human race anywhere on Earth is so backward that it has no language of its own at all. That it has no language of its own at all. Second, there is no such thing as a primitive language. Second, there is no such thing as a primitive language. There are many peoples whose cultures are undeveloped. There are many peoples whose cultures are undeveloped. But the languages they speak are by no means primitive. But the languages they speak are by no means primitive. In all the languages existing in the world today, in all the languages existing in the world today, there are complexities that must have been developed for years. There are complexities that must have been developed for years. Third, we know that all languages are perfectly adequate. Third, we know that all languages are perfectly adequate. Each is a perfect means of expressing its culture. Each is a perfect means of expressing its culture. And finally, we know that a language changes over time. And finally, we know that a language changes over time, which is natural and normal if a language is to survive. Which is natural and normal if a language is to survive. The language which remains unchanged is nothing but dead. The language which remains unchanged is nothing but dead.
The last reading.
Many things about language are all mystery and will remain so. However, we now do know something about it. First, we know that all human beings have a language of some sort. No human race anywhere on earth is so backward that it has no language of its own at all. Second, there is no such thing as a primitive language. There are many peoples whose cultures are undeveloped, but the languages they speak are by no means primitive. In all the languages existing in the world today, there are complexities that must have been developed for years. Third, we know that all languages are perfectly adequate. Each is a perfect means of expressing its culture. And, finally, we know that a language changes over time, which is natural and normal if a language is to survive. The language which remains unchanged is nothing but dead.
You now have 2 minutes to check your work. That is the end of dictation.
Part 3. Listening Comprehension. In Section A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Section A. Statement. In this section, you will hear 9 statements. At the end of the statements, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 9 questions. Now, listen to the statements. 1. Harry's brother would not remain an engine driver if he were ambitious.
2. Would you mind waiting for a few minutes? Ms. Ellis is being examined by her physician at this moment.
3. Joan is in the hospital. I'd like to send her a handbag she can use later in the law office, where she is employed.
4. Mary and I work in the same office. We are on 5 days and off 2 days in a week. Every time I see her, she is wearing a different silk scarf.
5. We'll come aboard Southeast Service to Red Hill, East Croydon, and Victoria, with changes in Red Hill for Guildford.
6. What we need here is a clerk who is careful and considerate. Let's write that in the ad. Carefulness and consideration are a must.
7. I used to think Emily was honest and trustworthy, but now I know better.
8. The first train to Green Hill leaves at 6:28. There is a train every hour on the hour, and every 28 minutes past the hour.
9. The trouble is, no matter how hard he tried, Malcolm didn't seem to get anywhere.
Section B. Conversation. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 8 questions. Now, listen to the conversations.
10. What do you think? Am I okay?
Well, there is some information that seems to me... I want to have a thorough checkup and do some tests.
11. It's hot. I wish it would rain and cool off.
This isn't usual for November. I don't remember it ever being so hot and dry in November before.
12. Many people prefer taking public buses or the subway or even taxis because parking is getting to be a real headache in some parts of the city.
That doesn't surprise me.
13. Hello. Good morning. I'm calling to check on the status of my computer.
Well, the new parts have just been coming in, so it should be ready by Friday.
14. My goodness, the service in this restaurant is really terrible. A lot worse than before.
Right. It's high time they got rid of half the staff here, if you ask me.
15. Operator, I booked a long-distance collect call for my sister in Switzerland 25 minutes ago, but I haven't got a reply yet.
Sorry, I'll ring it for you right now.
16. I'll wear this blue jacket. I like the color on me, don't you think?
I think it looks terrific on you, really.
17. How did Mr. Hunt's project turn out? I heard he had trouble with the financing, and then he could get the loan he wanted.
It's true, he did have difficulties at first, but all in all, the project couldn't have turned out better. Section C. News Broadcast. Question 18 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. NATO and Russia are reporting some progress in efforts to finalize a charter governing their post-Cold War relationship, but they stressed more work must be done to settle their differences in military and political issues. A fifth round of talks between Russian Foreign Minister and NATO Secretary General ended Tuesday in Luxembourg.
Questions 19 to 20 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the two questions. Now, listen to the news. A Boeing 727 aircraft with 51 passengers and 10 crew on board has crashed into a mountainside just outside the Colombia capital, Bogota. Police and rescue workers said everyone was killed when the plane exploded, scattering wreckage over a wide area. The crash happened shortly after takeoff, when the plane was unable to gain enough height to clear the mountain. The aircraft belonged to Ecuador Airline, but it had been chartered by Air France for the route from Bogota to Ecuador's capital, Quito.
Questions 21 to 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the two questions. Now, listen to the news. The U.S. has designated 30 international groups as terrorist organizations, barring them from receiving money, weapons, or other support from U.S. citizens. The new terrorist list includes a Palestinian group, Hamas, the pro-Iranian Hezbollah, Cambodia's Khmer Rouge, the Basque separatist group ETA, Sri Lanka's Tamil Tigers, and Peru-based Shining Path and Tupac Amaru Revolutionary Movement. The list does not include the Irish Republican Army or the Palestinian Liberation Organization. U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright says the affected groups will have the U.S. visas revoked and U.S. financial assets frozen.
Question 23 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. Israeli prosecutors are reviewing charges against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after Israeli police called off his indictment. Justice Ministry officials say they hope a decision on whether to bring charges against the Israeli leader will be announced Sunday. The case stems from the appointment of Roni Baran as Israeli Attorney General. Critics charged the appointment was part of a conspiracy to end the trial of Netanyahu's political ally.
Questions 24 to 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the two questions. Now, listen to the news. The combined left-wing opposition in France has defeated President Jacques Chirac's ruling conservative coalition in the first round of the country's parliamentary elections. Projections by French TV give the socialist-led opposition 40% of the vote and Mr. Chirac's center-right coalition 37%. If the left secures the majority of seats in parliament, socialist leader Lionel Jospin would most likely become prime minister in the power-sharing arrangement with President Chirac.
This is the end of listening comprehension. Test for English majors, Grade 4, 2001, Part 2, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Now, listen to the first reading.
Characteristics of a good reader. To improve your reading habits, you must understand the characteristics of a good reader. First, the good reader usually reads rapidly. Of course, he does not read every piece of material at the same rate. But whether he is reading a newspaper or a chapter in a physics text, his reading rate is relatively fast. He has learned to read for ideas rather than words, one at a time. Next, the good reader can recognize and understand general ideas and specific details. Thus, he is able to comprehend the material with a minimum of effort and a maximum of interest. Finally, the good reader has at his command several special skills which he can apply to reading problems as they occur. For the college student, the most helpful of these skills include making use of the various aids to understanding that most textbooks provide and skim reading for a general survey.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
To improve your reading habits. To improve your reading habits, you must understand the characteristics of a good reader. You must understand the characteristics of a good reader. First, the good reader usually reads rapidly. First, the good reader usually reads rapidly. Of course, he does not read every piece of material at the same rate. Of course, he does not read every piece of material at the same rate. But, whether he is reading a newspaper or a chapter in a physics text, his reading rate is relatively fast. His reading rate is relatively fast. He has learnt to read for ideas rather than words one at a time. He has learnt to read for ideas rather than words one at a time. Next, the good reader can recognize and understand general ideas and specific details. Next, the good reader can recognize and understand general ideas and specific details. Thus, he is able to comprehend the material. Thus, he is able to comprehend the material. With a minimum of effort and a maximum of interest. With a minimum of effort and a maximum of interest. Finally, the good reader has at his command several special skills. Finally, the good reader has at his command several special skills, which he can apply to reading problems as they occur. Which he can apply to reading problems as they occur. For the college student, the most helpful of these skills include. For the college student, the most helpful of these skills include. Making use of the various aids to understanding that most textbooks provide. Making use of the various aids to understanding that most textbooks provide, and skim reading for a general survey. And skim reading for a general survey.
The last reading.
Characteristics of a good reader. To improve your reading habits, you must understand the characteristics of a good reader. First, the good reader usually reads rapidly. Of course, he does not read every piece of material at the same rate. But, whether he is reading a newspaper or a chapter in a physics text, his reading rate is relatively fast. He has learned to read for ideas rather than words one at a time. Next, the good reader can recognize and understand general ideas and specific details. Thus, he is able to comprehend the material with a minimum of effort and a maximum of interest. Finally, the good reader has at his command several special skills which he can apply to reading problems as they occur. For the college student, the most helpful of these skills include making use of the various aids to understanding that most textbooks provide, and skim reading for a general survey.
You now have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of dictation. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. In Section A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Section A. Statement. In this section, you will hear 9 statements. At the end of the statements, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the statements.
1. I have to teach the same course books several times in the summer holiday camp, which is sometimes boring and not well paid. But by and large, I'm quite delighted at being with young people.
2. The poor living conditions in such a large city have resulted from the unplanned real estate development, which is rarely seen in small cities.
3. At a recent seminar, many participants were worried about the fact that overpopulation may give rise to many social security problems.
4. May I have your attention, please? Flight 998 is leaving at 11:30 a.m. Please check in half an hour prior to the departure.
5. Having gone through your claims for fire damage, I don't think the policy you have provided protection against loss by fire.
6. Ian lost one eye in a childhood accident, but he nonetheless had a very successful athletic career.
7. Mr. and Mrs. Clark used to smoke, but now Mrs. Clark has stopped, and she is afraid her husband will fall ill if he doesn't get rid of his bad habit of smoking both at home and at work.
8. I heard from Mary that, last semester, Susan found it difficult to stay on good terms with her roommate, Jenny.
9. Jack says that he is up to his eyes at work at present, and really cannot afford the time to have dinner with us.
Section B. Conversation. In this section, you will hear 9 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the conversations.
10. I want to find a part-time job during the summer vacation and earn some money. How about you?
I'm going to take a few summer courses so that I can graduate early next year. 11. Excuse me, I want some dictionaries. Where can I find them?
The regular priced ones are here, and on that table in the corner of the room, we have some on discount.
Thank you.
12. I wonder where I can take my girlfriend for dinner after work tonight.
Have you been to the Chinese restaurant near the school? 13. Hello, the pipe in my room is leaking. Can you come and get it repaired right away?
Well, it depends on how soon I can finish the drains of the office building.
14. Do you think you can play the music tape another time, dear? I've got a slight headache.
Of course. Sorry, I didn't realize you could hear it. You want me to call the doctor?
No, thanks. I'll be okay in a minute.
15. Lisa, how are you getting along with our term paper?
I've been writing and rewriting it. I simply don't know if I will ever get finished. 16. I must go to the library, the one near the laboratory, because I have to finish my research project by tomorrow. But if I could, I would prefer to go with you to the theater.
I wish you could come along.
17. Why did Jack suddenly decide to quit his job?
He said he wouldn't break his back working for such low pay.
I see.
18. Are you sure you can remember the name of the film you saw last week?
It's just on the tip of my tongue.